Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I don't know if you know this, Seattle Rock Day is April 7th, not too far away, and let me tell you, Friday, April 7th is when we're celebrating this whole baby, like we do every year. We've been doing this for a long time.
You hear all of your favorite bands from the Northwest, Pacific Northwest, bands like Mudhoney, you got Mother Love Bone, the Melvins. I'm just going to go with all the M bands.
You know, it's Malfunction. Yeah, you do. Isn't that insane? I mean, this is the special thing about this city is that you can actually go, we got a lot of M bands for all of the Seattle rock that we've created in this town. How many cities can say this? But this is why we do Seattle Rock Day.
Yeah, you don't have like Lincoln Rock Day for like Lincoln, Nebraska.
No, we don't.
If they did.
That's why they're sad. That's why it's really sad. So, and for the fourth year in a row, Seattle Rock Day is supporting the amazing work of SMASH. That's Seattle Musicians Access to Sustainable Healthcare, which is a great organization. So many musicians obviously do not, it's not like they're part of a big company and have a great medical program, and yet they go out and provide so much for so many people. So SMASH is a great bridge to that. And, they get medical, dental, and mental health services for a very, very low cost, which is so important.
Absolutely. And shout out to our friends over at Palace Law. They're bringing us Seattle Rock Day. And then also, BJ, did you hear about Seattle Rock Night?
Okay, I've heard rumors. And again, they don't tell me a lot because they like to keep things a secret. And therefore, they tell me nothing. So this is true. I wasn't sure if this was just like they try to throw me off by giving me all sorts of info.
Nope, for the first time ever. Not only are we celebrating Seattle Rock Day on KISW, but we'll also be celebrating it live over at Madame Lou's in Belltown, which is, I think, in the basement of or in the bottom floor of the Crocodile, the new Crocodile. It'll be a bunch of bands will be playing your favorite Seattle songs. They're their own band. They have their own songs, of course, like Glenn Cannon, The Damage Done, Wide Only in the Wreckage, and then KISW's house band back together again, the new originals.
Dude, I mean, what a fun night that's going to be, of course. Wide Only, Glenn Cannon, those guys and their bands, man, they have always been so good to us.
And then myself, Ryan, Thrill. Danny, are you going to be there?
They haven't asked me yet.
Well, I'm
I'll be there.
I heard Joey Deez was asked to be there and play, but not Danny.
I know. When I heard about this, I was like, guys, I've been here for 7 years, and you've never once asked me to play with the new originals. Joe picks up the bass 2 weeks ago, and you ask him.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I'm inviting you.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know if he can play or not, but like I'm inviting you to play.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yes.
He can play better than Joe, probably.
Hey, that's not fun, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
All right, so, that's the first ever Seattle Rock Night, the same night, April 7th, Madame Lou's in Belltown live rock show. I know you want all the info about Seattle Rock Day, Seattle Rock Night. You can get it at KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix. Time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name? Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa.
mom getting ads for the skull shaver.
Oh, well, I'm sure that would help you.
Yeah. How does it work on legs, Steve? Have you tried that?
I have not yet.
Oh, all right.
I've not seen your legs. That's I think I'm good.
Yeah, actually, I don't wear shorts.
Steve does use it elsewhere, but not, you know, not legs.
Nope, nope, just the skull only there, BJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right, but
well,
thank you
there
for
goes
that
purchase.
Mm.
Yeah, sorry, Vic.
Let's just move on. We have Chris from Olympia. Chris, are you there?
Yep.
Awesome. Steve, please get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Chris has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you do only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I don't know what he said.
Let's do it.
Say let's do it, man. Come on.
All right. The 6 weapons in a standard game of Clue are the lead pipe, knife, revolver, rope, wrench, and what?
Oh, yeah.
What was that? Yes. In what city did the TV show Full House take place?
San Francisco.
Correct. Which U.S. president asked Jet Li to be his personal bodyguard in 1974?
Ooh.
Target?
No. Larry Holmes was the only man to knock out which boxer in the heavyweight title fight?
Ali.
Yes. During what decade was the first Super Bowl played?
15.
No. Wait, what would you...
Yeah, your phone is really bad, dude.
What did you say? Yes. In the tale Jack and the Beanstalk, what did Jack trade for the magic beans?
The cow.
Yes. Bruce Springsteen was given what nickname?
The Boss.
Correct. According to the old rhyme, Monday's child is fair of face. What is Tuesday's child full of?
Grace.
One more time, buddy.
No idea what he said.
Grace,
yes.
Yeah. Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, correct.
That is one of the worst phones in the history of phones.
Yeah.
Did I even ask if it was sounding all right?
You sound okay.
Well.
I know. I'm going to blame Joe for this anyways.
Yeah, that was all Joe's fault.
How did Joe do?
That phone was terrible.
Like, what?
It was horrific.
Oh.
It sounded like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Really? It's bad.
Oh. Yeah, I did, Joe.
Yeah. Dang.
All right, we'll see if Steve can do better.
Dang, man.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
The 6 weapons in a standard game of Clue are the lead pipe, knife, revolver, rope, wrench, and what?
An umbrella.
No.
You didn't play Clue.
Ninja Star.
No.
You're done.
Yeah, I don't know. A cane.
No. What city did the TV show Full House take place?
San Francisco.
Correct.
All right.
Which U.S. president asked Jet Li to be his personal bodyguard in 1974?
Richard Nixon?
Yes.
I am not a crook.
Larry Holmes was the only man to knock out which boxer in a heavyweight title fight?
George Foreman?
No. Larry Holmes was the only man to knock out which boxer in a heavyweight title fight?
Not Mike Tyson.
I tried to. He would never knock me out.
Larry Holmes. I'm going to have to come back to that one.
During what decade was the first Super Bowl played?
What decade? 60s.
Yes. In the tale Jack and the Beanstalk, what did Jack trade for the magic beans?
Beans.
No.
Beans for beans.
Yes.
Cows? Whatever.
Bruce Springsteen was given what nickname?
The Boss.
Yep.
Yeah.
Marvin Hagler?
No.
No.
No, he wasn't a heavyweight.
No.
But he was marvelous.
He was so I hated him.
Yeah.
I was a Sugar Ray Leonard guy as a kid.
Oh, that's why.
And now looking back, I'm like, I should have been more of a Marvin Hagler guy. He was badass. But
Marvin Hagler, was he from Boston? Is that why you might have hated him?
He was just a rival. I don't know if he was or wasn't, but he was a rival to Sugar Ray Leonard. And I was obsessed with Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
I did even give you one because it was technically a cow for Jack and the Beanstalk. You said cows.
Right.
But even with that, it's only 7-5. You did not make it.
I'm on the wedding decline.
Yeah, you really, really are. Wow. I would congratulate our caller, but his phone just died. So, yeah great, great phone.
Bloof.
Yeah, so, but you still get this, though, Steve.
I'm a loser.
Oh, yeah.
And I love someone who's near to me. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear.
Oh, Sarah's wedding keeps giving back. I love it.
He did get correct what the other weapon was, and it was the candlestick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was one you did not... Oh, yeah, you didn't know the boxer. It was... You're going to be so mad.
Oh, man.
It was Muhammad Ali.
Yep.
Yeah. You did not float like a butterfly in that, my friend.
Nope. Why wouldn't I just guess Muhammad Ali?
And I'm sitting here like, come on.
I overthought it.
Yep. I love that you brought up Hagler, though. It was like, I haven't heard that name in a while.
I know.
Yeah, that was classic.
But he wasn't even in the weight class.
Yeah, I still dug it, though. That was wrong.
There was one you didn't get to. According to the old rhyme, Monday's child is fair of face. What is Tuesday's child full of?
Poop.
No.
Yeah, that's it. Poop.
No, it is not. He did this. Get this correct. It was grace. Full of grace.
What the hell is that? I mean,
it's a rhyme. Monday's child fair of face. What is in Tuesday's child full of grace?
Oh, I thought it was New York City Cure's Friday I'm in Love or something.
That's what I thought it was, like, too. It's sort of like, it feels like it goes right into that song. Yeah.
But that's why Wednesday Addams was named Wednesday Adam, because I think Wednesday's child full of woe or something like that.
Oh!
It was in the show.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was all part of a whole thing.
It was a whole poem or a rhyme, yeah.
Oh.
You're so ignorant.
Right? Pay attention.
Seriously.
That's a great, that is kind of cool that they named Wednesday way back in the day whenever that was written.
It was Nixon who asked Jet Li to be his personal bodyguard. Jet Li was 11 years old.
What?
He asked him, like, when you get older, do you want to be my personal bodyguard?
Like a funny thing.
Because he was doing a tour around the United States, and he said that he declined because he wanted to protect the Chinese, basically, when he grew up.
Dude, how cool is that Jet Li was that popular that, like, he got to meet President Nixon, and, of course, he even went on to be more popular and be a movie star.
Yeah, he was a part of, like, a traveling group of performers. Like, they showed off their skills, basically.
Oh,
damn. I thought that was interesting. The more you know.
I like Jet Li movies, man. We found some that maybe a lot of people haven't even seen, but he went on to do some cool stuff even beyond The One, which is one of my favorite movies.
The One was a very popular film. I don't think I've ever seen it.
That's where everybody is like, you know, it to me, Everything Everywhere All at Once has a lot of One in it. It's a very similar storyline. Of course, gone even more bonkers, but the common ground is that there are multiple versions of you, and that's what both movies talk about.
Was that his big movie? Like, what was the movie that put him on the map? Because I'm trying to think of, like, have I even seen The Expendables? I've seen him in that.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
The One is what put Statham on the map.
Yeah.
And you want to see weird? You want to see people weird with hair? Statham had hair in that movie.
I've seen that movie. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
I remember because Statham had hair.
Yeah.
That was a really weird but good movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't get, you know, and I this is one time where I'm like, F you, Rotten Tomatoes. It doesn't get, I think, it was really, for the time, a really clever movie. It wasn't as amazing as The Matrix, but it was up there in my mind as far as, like, this is a cool concept and the fight scenes were great. I enjoyed it.
And it looks like another one of his big ones was called Fearless and The Forbidden Kingdom.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if you guys have seen those because they might be subtitled, but... Yeah, but man, some of his some of the subtitle movies I've seen him in, and I think you might be right with Fearless. Good stuff, man.
Oh, apparently he was in another movie with Jason Statham called War.
I remember the movie, like the picture on the poster. They're both like going face to face and like kind of like looking at each other. But that's, I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, he's got no hair there.
Yeah.
No, he's got a little bit. Yeah, that's Statham with a little bit of hair.
He had some stubble for a while.
Whoa. All right,
he was doing like the bald stubble thing for a long time.
All right, Jason, I see you. All right.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know I am really much about Jet Li. I know he's been in, like, I just have never really watched any of his movies, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I think I've only watched a couple. My wife is big into a lot of these foreign movies with any martial arts fighting of any kind, especially a lot of Chinese movies where it goes into mythology and the history, and they do it from a supernatural fantasy standpoint where everybody looks like they're crouching tigering everywhere. And she loves those movies. And, you know, I need subtitles anyway, so it doesn't bother me to have to. I mean, I never know what anybody's saying because I can't hear anything anyway.
And the most recent movie he was in was the new Mulan movie. He was the emperor.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
He was in Lethal Weapon 4.
What?
Dude, he's actually a little older. If you see him now, you kind of. I always have this version of young Jet Li in my brain, but he's an older dude now. What's he, in his 50s?
He's got to be older.
59.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's going to be 60 this year.
Didn't he have a medical issue, like, where he stopped acting? Like, something that...
Oh, I think you're right, Steve. Like, I think I remember that.
It caused, like, anxiety or something was going on with him and, like, some heart issues. And he was just like, I can't do the movies that I like to do. So he just stopped acting.
They're super physical movies. I can understand.
Overactive thyroid.
Okay.
Oh, apparently, that's not yeah. that's
hyperthyroidism.
A yeah, he yeah. says he's in pain, but he's not suffering and he's happy.
Okay.
So.
Oh, damn, that sucks. Hyperthyroidism. That's that thyroid messes you up, man. All right, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is your time, okay? This is your opportunity to do what needs to be done, and that is express yourself. You can call us. You can text us at 206-803-ROCK. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Call us or text us, 206-803-ROCK. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above. And now I'm hungry.
Yeah, thank you. Same.
Dang, Jersey Mike's, why do you got to do that to me?
By my house, baby.
Oh, really? Well, yes, all right. I mean, you know, we got a Jersey Mike's on the east side, too, so we're good. Right. We got them. Yeah.
Fine.
Not next to my house.
I mean, it's
but
not like not minutes big. From your house, is it?
No, it's not. I got to take a little bit of a drive, but at least I don't have to go all the way to Puyallup.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. It's more than minutes for you.
Yeah. So, yeah. So anyway, Listeners on the Loose is where you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. 206-803-ROCK. What do you want to talk about? Whatever it is, just follow Steve's rule.
Yeah, it's just to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-803-ROCK, that's the number to call, that's the number to text. I don't know if this is the Shaggy, but there is somebody on the line named Shaggy Warbus. I don't know if we ever got his last name way back in the day.
Shaggy Warbust?
That's the war and bus, like you drive a bus.
Oh,
and
Shaggy Warbus.
Shaggy Warbus, but I don't know if it's the Shaggy, the one that people want justice for, because apparently I gave him an injustice by treating him the way I did. But Shaggy Warbus, you are on The Rock.
Hi, guys. And no, I don't think that was me.
It's not Shaggy.
No, it's a different
Shaggy. Shaggy's voice.
Yeah. It's a different Shaggy.
Ah, all right.
I feel like there's probably, so long as there's weed, there's going to be Shaggy.
Yeah, you good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Shaggy Warbus, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
There we go. So, Shaggy, this is your opportunity. What would you like to talk about, sir?
Oh, I got a topic for you. It's in all the places you've lived. What is it that you've gotten more hurt or less hurt than you should have?
What? Wow. I feel contact high coming from this. All right. Shaggy, would you, maybe if you give us an example, we'll know which way to go.
All right. So when I was a kid, I was living out in Spokane, and me and my buddies, we would basically ride skateboards all over the upper South Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this huge, huge hill, very steep. And it goes on for a good mile.
Oh, it's a mile hill. All right.
At least it seems like it when you're going down it.
Yeah, man. All right.
And, well, the sidewalk is in spots very broken and cracked up. And I was trying to get off the sidewalk before I hit that spot. Didn't quite make it to there, so I ended up hitting that crack, and my hand was in the middle of the road in a huge old Ford, like no power steering, big, huge metal guy. Ran my right hand over. My buddies were behind me, and they got to watch this. My board went right into the middle of the truck, and my hand was basically to the inner side of the tire.
So the car ran your hand over?
Yep.
Wait, what?
What kind of damage did it do to your hand?
That's the thing. It was going fast enough and happened just, I guess, the right time and point. I didn't break a single bone.
What? So your hand was like a little speed bump and that's it?
Yeah, yeah. And not only did I break a single bone, I only walked away with basically road rash that was bleeding pretty bad. And I looked at my buddies like, we got to take care of this before we go back to my mom because she'll flip out on all of us.
Yeah.
And so I looked around and there was just a nice house with some play stuff in the front yard like them. They have kids. They have medical supplies if their kids have hurt.
There we go.
If their kids are hurt. we're going there. And we literally went over, knocked on their door, and
Most important question I have to ask, though, and I'm going to try and keep it appropriate. What, was it the hand, if you know what I mean? Like, were you a little nervous? Like,
No, it was not.
Okay. Yeah, I think we'd all deal with a bad hand. If I,
no, but I am a gamer, so it was
It is funny. You need both hands for gaming.
I think we all, like, wherever you grew up, you all had, like, an area that you would go on skateboard or BMX bikes that was dangerous.
Yeah, Suicide Hill in Albuquerque.
Suicide Alley for us.
Yep.
And that was the skateboarding one. But then there was also Death Creek, which was where we went and BMX biked. And every time we'd come home, my mom like, what happened? I'm like, we got hurt at Death Creek. And she's like, well, at what point are you guys going to realize it's called Death Creek because everybody gets hurt? Like, no different. Like,
yeah.
Why you have scuffs on your face? Oh, I fell going down Suicide Alley on a scooter.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, well, yeah, when you go down something called Suicide Alley, what are you expecting to happen, you morons?
You're going to land it, and you're going to be the most popular guy in the entire high school. That's what's going to happen.
Nobody did.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I feel like that was always the hope, though, because it was the same kind of thing. It was just this very almost vertical drop of a hill that was just in the foothills of Albuquerque, and people would try to skate down it. And,
yep.
And there was legend that one guy did it.
It was Tony Hawk.
Yeah, it was Tony Hawk. He came to Albuquerque.
Like, this ain't Suicide Alley. This is Living Alley.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I had that one moment in my life like that, and that's when I was on a very icy interstate, and my car spun from the right lane, and it just basically spun around all the way into the left lane, going the wrong direction. And that was after I hit somebody. I fell asleep at the wheel, woke up, and slammed into somebody. And I woke up right before it happened, and so I was able to turn my wheel in a way that I really prevented a head-on. And dude, it was the scariest thing ever. And when I was at the hospital, the cops came in and they were like, tell me where, when the guy wakes up, if he wakes up, we need to talk to him. And I was right there on the table going, oh, hey, what's up, guys? And the cop was like, how are you even talking to me right now? Because I guess my head went through the windshield, everything.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And I was just, and he's looking at me, he's like, how did your head go through the windshield? You don't even have a scratch. And how are you talking to me and answering questions? And I'm like, I don't know, dude. I mean, but that could have been so much worse. And it was not. It was scary thinking about
Absolutely.
What happened.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, man. I mean, whoa. But luckily, it was just early enough in the morning that there was not a lot of traffic. Dude, but I mean, oh.
We got a lot of text messages. I feel like I have to address it.
All right, well, it is Listeners on the Loose, 206-803-ROCK. Call us, text us.
How was the Spirit flight, Steve? Yeah. I must have missed out, but can we go over how Miggs' experience with Spirit Airlines went? Thanks from Tracy and Puyallup. Steve, how did Spirit Airlines go for you? Dude, there's so many texts.
Well, it's because it's a budget flight.
Yes.
But at the same time, if you want to do more than just put your body on the plane and let it take you somewhere, that's where it gets a little bit more expensive.
It was crazy. Yeah, they were like, I was like, I got to use the bathroom. Like, well, it's $50. I was like, well, I don't have to go that bad.
Yeah, never mind. I'll just go on the guy next to me.
Dude, to be honest, it wasn't bad at all. Like, I know everyone has different experiences. I've been very lucky with most of my flight experiences. I've had a couple clunkers with other airlines, but Spirit was fine. Like, I mean, of course, I made sure to get, like, you know, an exit row, so I had a little bit more leg room.
Nice.
I do have to say, like, I don't know if I could go any further than Vegas on Spirit. Those seats are not, like, they're not meant for the long haul, at least the one I was sitting on. Like, by the time we landed, I was like, I'm ready to get up. My body's just kind of,
well, and
like,
that's saying something, because airlines are not known for having great seats.
Yeah.
So for you to even notice it worse.
No, whoa. it was, and also the one thing I definitely missed and was like not having a outlet to plug your, or a USB port to plug.
Oh,
your,
yeah.
So I'm watching, I'm binge watching some shows, and I'm like, well, I got my little portable charger. Well, I didn't realize that thing has finally met its last day. And I fully charged it. I plugged it into my phone. It went from like 4 stars, which is fully charged, to one in like a second, and then it just died.
Oh,
and now I'm like, I just landed in Vegas and my phone's about to die. I got to figure out how the hell to get to the, you know, take an Uber. Like, I had to buy a whole new charger. Like, the whole thing was a mess, but that wasn't Spirit's fault. All in all, though, like, they didn't even check my bag. That was the funny part. When I brought the carry-on, like, I made sure I had the right sized one.
Sure.
They didn't even bother to look.
They don't anymore. It's so frustrating.
I know. I was like, I could have came on with, like, a freaking suitcase, and probably no one even cared.
And people do, and it pisses me off.
But on the flip side, coming back, I took Frontier. And Frontier, boy, they were checking every bag. So I was glad I was still on the good side, you know, like, okay, I have the right bag for this. And they looked at it like, okay, you're
that's
good.
Another airline Frontier that's, you know, not one that everybody takes.
If I had a pick, I think I lean more towards Spirit.
Nice.
All right, then. Well, even with the seats, you're still going with Spirit. All right. Yeah.
Well, I paid the extra to get the, like, the nice comfy seats for the ride back on Frontier, but I'm an idiot. And I got row. I just wanted to say I have seat 1A.
Sure.
No.
Like, I just wanted to be able to be like, yo, I'm sitting in seat 1A.
Oh, that's not a lot of legroom, is it?
No.
Yeah.
You don't think about that, but like you forget that you go, your legs go under the seat in front of you. Yes. Well, now I don't have a seat in front of me, so now my knees are dying by the time I get off that plane because I can't stretch them out.
Yeah.
And the people sitting next to me, they frowned upon me stretching my legs over their laps. So I was like, well, you guys are
people,
no fun.
They just don't. You know what? Bunch not empathetic at all.
I agree.
Yeah.
So that was like not a very fun. So it's a little bit of a tainted experience because I'm the idiot. I should have got 2A.
Yeah, I know. And you learn that. That's you know what? Everybody learns that lesson. Like, you know what? The worst first class seat there is the first row.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, like, if it's a quick trip, I would do Spirit again in a heartbeat.
Oh, nice.
I had no problem with it.
Well, I think you over-prepared, which is not a bad thing.
It's like that first tattoo, you expect that first line to kill you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's not as bad as I thought.
Exactly.
Ah, nice. Meanwhile, the drive was great for us. I have to say, I love the drive.
Whoa.
That's not surprising to me, though. I know you were freaking out about it, but you're...
Weather held up?
I was worried about the weather, Danny.
I know. But yeah, you're also a road trip guy.
I love taking road trips.
That's awesome.
But I was afraid, because I had the wedding dress. It's like, what if something happened and that dress got ruined or something happened, man? I was like, the way back was even better. And, oh, man. Yeah. And we had food. Food's good.
Food is good.
Peggy Sue's, man. Peggy Sue's somewhere, Yermer or Barstow on I-15. And by the way, guys, I don't know if you're this dumb or you're this today years old, but I just learned this and I feel like an idiot because it's been this way forever. Did you know the interstates actually counted? Like left to right, you go 5, 10, five, you know, 5, 15, 25, 35, 45, like they all go west to east that way, and then north to those are the odd numbers, and then south to north they go east. I didn't know this. I completely didn't get this.
I only got that. It was when I was making the trip from New York to here to Washington when I first moved out here. The guy I rode with, he had information about everything in his brain. A very smart guy. After one day of being in the car with him, I wanted to murder him because
don't blame you.
You know, because it's just like, okay, enough with these fun facts.
Oh, so you guys all knew this. Yeah. I just found out on this trip.
They taught us that in like elementary school.
Damn, they didn't teach you that.
I feel like I learned it this year.
Elementary school.
You know what? I need to Billy Madison. This is what I need to do.
I can't make fun of you. I learned on Facebook through a meme. It's like, anybody else know this? And I just found out recently. So, yay, we're both stupid.
It's kind of cool though. It's like, oh, then you kind of go, oh, all right, I know where I am based on, Never mind. Hey, you pick the topic, you guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose. You can call us, you can text us, 206-803-ROCK. That is the number, 206-803-ROCK. Your calls, your texts at 936 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-803-ROCK. That is the number to call and also the number to text.
Oh, yeah, text message. Someone said that. I saw Danny was over at the Monster Mini Golf in Factoria. I saw it on his Instagram page. How'd you like it?
Dude, it was awesome. I loved it. And not only that, Lily loved it as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's right. Lily's hanging out in studio with us, BJ.
Dude, by the way, Lily's hat is pretty awesome. She's rocking a good look.
A good Seahawks hat right there.
Yeah, nice
Thank
job.
You.
Did You're you pick that out or did Dad pick that out?
I picked it out.
Yeah.
I have
cool
to say,
your dad would pick
it. I was going to say, it looks cool. Of course she picked it out.
It's very fair, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm getting good granddad points, though, Steve.
Why is that?
Because I spotted Monster Golf, and I was looking at that joint when they were before they even opened, because you know me, Factoria is one of the places. That's my spot to walk, and I spotted that, and I'm like, okay, this could be a good grandparent place, and Danny proved me right.
Yeah, it's like Spirit Halloween threw up on a mini golf course.
Yeah, it's so true.
With black light.
Lots of black lights.
Yeah. And there's also like a mini arcade too. So Lily was stoked on both of them. And they like offered this like little combo pass where you could do mini golf and then do the arcade as well, which has like mini bowling. They have like virtual reality, but they also have just like win tickets. And of course, Lily wins like 500 tickets without even trying.
For you, Lily.
Unlike Joey Breadsticks in the other room, who's not very good at winning things.
No.
So what else have you done while you've been here in Seattle? Anything else that's been fun for you, Lily?
Yesterday we went to the aquarium.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Were there sea otters?
Yeah.
Nice.
Sea otters and river otters.
Whoa. They're the best.
The river otters were wrestling with each other. It was kind
sea
of
otters
cute.
Are great because they just like lie in their back.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing. I love
you know
sea
what?
Otters.
I have to say that so far, Danny, you, me, and Lily are on the same page because Kathy and I are going to the aquarium today.
Oh, nice.
How crazy is that? Kathy and I went, we both checked out Monster Golf and thought this would be perfect for you two. And now we're going to the aquarium. We're the greatest grandparents that you guys never had.
How about that?
Yeah.
So much so that Danny actually became a season pass member of the aquarium.
Really? Yeah.
Well, whoa. I figured at that point, because Lily's here for her spring break, so she's here for the week, and then she's also coming down this summer for a good portion of her summer vacation.
Nice.
And I was like, I know she's going to want to go back. So, you know, for four tickets... two tickets, two times. It's the same price to almost just get an annual pass to go anytime we want during the year.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Well, and you can take me. Yeah. Right. This is perfect.
Yeah. Anyone wants to go to the aquarium, let's go.
So you got four tickets anytime you want to go to the aquarium?
Two tickets. So one, tickets. One other person. But, I mean, and you get a discount on, like, the cafe and a discount on the merch.
Oh, the cafe is good. Otter. Merch is good.
Sea otter.
Stuffed sea otter, yep. They have those.
They have pretzels?
I don't know, actually. We didn't go to the cafe.
This is important. This is the deal breaker. No pretzels, then no aquarium for Steve.
Yes.
What was your favorite fish, Lil?
I don't know.
She loved the kraken. She took a picture with the kraken. Every year she takes a picture.
That's cool.
They have little kraken tentacles that you can take a picture of.
Oh, yeah.
They're so awesome. So,
has anyone else had a season pass to anything?
I don't. My little brother did get one for Christmas, and it's for the Everett Imagine Children's Museum.
Children's museums are pretty fun.
And they just revamped it. I think they just opened it to everyone like in the fall of last year, and it is phenomenal. I had a really good time chasing after him and climbing in through things.
I remember when the Experience Music Project, now Mopop, first opened up, you know, there's a lot of hoopla about this being this cool thing, and they were doing the whole, like, you could get a year pass. And it wasn't, like, super cheap, but it wasn't, like, break the bank expensive, and my old roommate and I, after we had like a couple drinks somewhere, and we were like, let's just do it, and we got season pass because we lived in Lower Queen Anne, like a block away from the Experience Music Project. I didn't go enough to make the money, money's worth. Like, I even kept telling myself, like, I should just go and walk in just to validate that I spent like $100 or something like for a season pass.
Well, as you know, because I am an avid hiker with my walking poles.
Oh, yeah, you are.
You know I'm a proud. So I have three different state passes so you can go to all the parks.
Oh, like the Discovery Pass and stuff?
Yeah, I've got the Discovery Pass here in Washington. California's got two of them because they're a-holes. And so for some reason, if you want to climb a mountain and you want to go in that parking lot, you got to have that pass. But if you want to go to the beach, it's a whole different pass. And so they double dip you.
No, that's exactly why. They want your money.
Freaking California double dipping. And those passes are so well worth it, especially since you know what it costs to go park anywhere. and you can park in any place. And I love it, man. You go to any place in Washington, any of their place. And, you know, we got so many great trails. Even if you're not like a crazy avid hiker, which I'm not, the amount of just like awesome beauty that you can go run around in and you get to park for free. I'm just like, all right. And that was worth it to me to get that Discovery Pass.
We were at Target and I thought of you. They sell walking poles in Target now.
Oh, of course they do. Yeah. I'm telling you, dude, it's legit.
It's legit.
It's legit. And I am the most nimble man. I see only old people with these.
Yes.
And I'm telling everybody else, you don't understand.
That's called your ilk.
I tell my ilk, I go, you can be so agile with these. It's like you have extra legs, man. You can run around. You can parkour with these bad boys.
You know, one of the season passes that I really wanted, it wasn't really a season pass, but I wanted the year that that Olive Garden did that never-ending pasta pass. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Good call.
I wanted
those food ones.
Yeah, but it sold out immediately. Yeah. I remember trying to like refresh that because I just wanted all the pasta.
Those were brilliant because everybody was talking about them at that time. Like a lot of places were doing that, getting all this free publicity. Mm-hmm. And would they hook up maybe like 100 people across the country with this? I mean, they got their money's worth just by the hype and the talking about it that
100%.
They got.
100%. I went to Olive Garden probably about 5 times after that. So,
yeah, that's a good call. 206-803-ROCK, that's the number to call. That's the number to text for listeners on the loose. Let's go to JP and Burien. JP, you are on the rock.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, JP? Pretty well. What you got for us?
I got a story. Back in 87, I was driving Interbank Mail between Chester, Pennsylvania and Trenton, New Jersey.
Right.
And I was driving a Chevy Sprint for him. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of go-go bars on that route.
Oh, really? I don't know that route, but it sounds like a fun route.
Yeah, it was at the time. But I was on my way back to the main office, and it was rainy and, you know, fall, so it was really leafy out. And I hit a curve a little too fast and ended up in this farmer's front yard heading towards his oak tree.
Whoa!
So I swung the car, hit the wheel, and turned sideways and went into a cornfield that had been cut down already. The wheels hit, and the car started spinning. Rolled. I wasn't sure at the time how many times it rolled. I just saw sky and ground and sky and ground.
Jeez. Damn,
and it lands on its wheels, and I got the windshield and the passenger seat and the radio still on.
Oh.
So the best part is I got out of the car, and I went down to the farmer's house and called the police. By the time I got back, they were coming through the field looking for my body.
Wow.
And you walking up, they're like, did you do this? And I was like, yeah. They're like, you know, you flipped that car 5 times?
Damn.
I said, no. They said, did you push it over? I said, no, it landed like that.
Why'd you go to that guy's house when you could have went to one of those go-go bars and made it in
comfort? Yeah, it was too far to walk. It was in the middle of the freaking Jersey farmland at the time.
I'm sure that guy would have given you a lift.
Yeah, I mean, that's important.
I nearly died. I need to see some people dance.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And no injuries, huh? Not a scratch?
I got 2 little bruises on my thighs from the steering wheel.
Oh. Wow. All right.
The best part is, as soon as I got out the car and I closed the door, the rest of the windshield fell into the car.
Whoa. Wow. Talk about the fact that the windshield went on the right. Man, that is some luck.
That's scary.
That is some, but you know what I mean? It's like, you got to go, okay, this is, you know, something's watching over me. How did that happen?
We have a very important question. And since Lily's here, I think we have to read this text. So there's a text that, from a listener that has a question for you.
Oh, for Lily?
Yes, for Lily.
All right. Well, how about this?
It says, what is Lily's opinion of Dion's Pizza?
It's really good.
Get out.
Wow, right on.
Get out.
Right.
It's the best pizza ever, right, Lily?
Boy, she was quick with that,
ooh,
too.
See? So what's your favorite topping?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Stay in.
Oh, just
you're
cheese.
Allowed to say, yep, cheese. Oh. Do you use the ranch?
Sometimes.
To keep your dad happy because he's such a ranch lover.
What is your favorite pizza ever, though?
Papa John's, probably.
I mean, you can't go wrong with
Papa
John's.
You can't go wrong with Papa John's.
Also cheese?
Also cheese.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, Danny, have you taken Lily to some of the finer places around this area? We got some good pizza joints.
Oh, yeah. We've gone to one of her favorites is Mod Pizza, but that still ranks lower than Dion's and Papa John's. And then we've gone to Southtown Pie. We've been to Pagliacci. We've been to Supreme.
Well, now when you go to the Mariners game, you could go to that high-in-demand pizza place. Some people have been texting in that Moto Pizza, the one that has a line or a wait list for like months.
The one that Steve and I have reservations
for? Why, they have one at the stadium?
This year, they're going to have a Moto Pizza there for people to enjoy the pizza at the Mariners games.
Okay, what is the line for that going to be?
That's
like?
What I said.
I mean, how is that possible? That's like the most popular pizza in the history of pizza.
They're going to have it at
T-Mobile?
At a relatively lower attended game, it probably won't be that bad.
Let's try it out, man.
I mean, you are competing with whatever, but yeah, you're also
competing with a restaurant that's name is in emojis, and their restaurant menu is only emojis as well.
Okay,
it's called Chick Boom. But it's the chicken emoji, and an explosion emoji.
That's funny.
I never even heard of this place. That's a place that we have here in town already?
I don't know if we have it in town, but we have it at T-Mobile Park this year.
Look at T-Mobile just stepping up, and I'm back. I'm back to going to games.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, this is great. Fries. We got to get that pizza, Danny.
I'm in.
I don't know. Yeah, you might want to check out the Chick Boom. But yeah, the entire menu is written in emojis.
Wow. Dang.
It's like the most 2023 thing ever.
That is. I'm not going to be able to understand any of it, and I'm a millennial.
Well, it's just an emoji of a waffle and then emoji of the fries, and it's waffle fries.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That actually is pretty cool. That is that. Look, that's how we're going to communicate in the future.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Yeah, it's going to be all emojis, which actually I'm all for. Yeah, I really am all for it. That way I can go to any country and feel safe. Because I want to be able to communicate, and that's if I can't communicate, I'm like, oh, I'm terrified.
Love it.
Love this. All right. By the way, Danny, Lily's definitely stepped up her game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She stepped up. I think she's trying to take your job.
That's fine.
All right. You know,
you ready to take my job?
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
You got to get up really early.
Lily.
Oh.
All right. You know what?
Nice.
I feel like, Steve, when you think about it, she probably will do just as good of a job as her father anyway. So I'm saying, why not? You know what I mean? And we shouldn't, she's a young kid, so what do we got to pay her? We don't have to pay her a lot. If we pay her 10 bucks,
$1 million
it's
probably per hour.
What?
Yeah. $1 million an hour?
Yeah.
There Whoa. You go.
That's $1 million more an hour than we give Danny. Well, BJ, you're at 20 million, so we can at least have her work for 20 hours.
Wow, this kid doesn't even need an agent. She knows how to drive a hard bargain. Yep. All right.
Just because I have to wake up early.
Yeah. You know what, Lily, you're right.
It's down to $500,000 for if she has to do it in the afternoon.
Oh, so the men can get it for cheaper.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. All right, well, we'll get back to you, Lily. We're going to have to go back to the drawing board, see if we can find some. We might have to get rid of Ryan Castle, but I think we can get this done. Speaking of Ryan Castle, what do Ryan Castle and a beer have in common? I'll tell you at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and beer have in common?
Oh, dude, I'm like 75% beer.
Yeah.
You're 75% water, I'm 75% beer.
Yeah,
that's why you're on Thursday, but on Monday, I think you're about 90% beer.
Brother, it's a thirsty Thursday, though. Starting to work towards that Monday 90%.
Bump it up to 85 by tonight, baby.
Here we go. Yeah, you're all hopped up, that's why.
There you go.
Oh, someone said the world's a better place with both of them in it.
Oh, that's nice.
And Utah's not a fan of either.
I showed my mom how to use text.
Aww.
I'm not, see that? You know, and finally she said something nice about you.
Yeah. And both leave a faux mustache on Steve.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
something about chugging.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, guess what?
What?
Powdered beer is now a thing. Congratulations.
Why?
You've had instant coffee.
So they
coffee.
Can take it to the space station.
Yes. Yeah, a German brewery came up with this, and they're going to sell it in a few months. People say, yeah, it tastes like regular beer. You just add water, boom, there it is.
It almost looks like it has a little carbonation to it, too. That can't be right.
Well, it's not alcoholic right now.
Oh,
but they say a boozy version is going to be available in the next few months. Yeah.
So you buy this, and you put vodka in it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it's going to be a powdered beer. I don't know, man.
Can you snort it?
Oh!
Dude, that's a great question.
Or dry scoop it like the pre-workouts.
There's only one way to find out for sure, Steve.
Okay.
Tomorrow on The Rock.
Ryan Castle, he is up next, and he has a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.